Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar without having to pay some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, Conversational Funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Wajid Hassan. Wajid Hassan, from field engineer to actor to metaphysical teacher and healer, and now author of The Struggle for World Sanity. Thank you for being in the show, Wajid.
Great
So,
to be on your show, Anna. Thank you.
from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
My industry is metaphysics and healing and worldwide global healing. And what I'm going to talk to you, because we have limited time, but I'm going to talk about extraterrestrial AI technology. Now, when I was 19, I lived in London, and I had this premonition to go out to this place near Stonehenge in the middle of the night, which I traveled to. And I was called upon by forces unknown. I received like telepathic messages to be at this particular place at midnight near Stonehenge. And when I got there, I had a few experiences, but the one that was most outstanding was this spacecraft came hovering over me in the middle of this field, and this light beamed down from this spacecraft, and I was filled with this beautiful energy. And I knew instantly, nobody had to tell me that this spacecraft was extraterrestrial. Not only was it advanced, the technology was advanced millions of years, but also that the people who were in this spacecraft were very spiritual beings. And then it was later when I followed my yogi master, Dr. George King. He, as a yogi master, was able to project from his physical body. And you talk about super computers. He was able to read just like a psychic can look at your aura and read everything about your past life. We can A yogi master can also read the aura of a planet. I guess it's called the Akashic Records, which is a supercomputer that has a list of all the history of this planet. Now, we, according to his analysis, we came here 18 million years ago, and we have never been left alone. Right now, we're in the process of possibly causing World War III because of the madness that's going on. But there's extraterrestrials who have been watching us for millions of years. These are very highly spiritual beings. Emissaries such as Krishna, Buddha, Jesus, we believe were extraterrestrial beings that were introduced to Earth to show man the spiritual laws that need to be achieved in order to achieve harmony. Now, coming back to AI right now is in its infancy. But according to what Dr. King and his experiences, these beings have technology that can, like, if you look at basic terrestrial technology, you can pinpoint anybody with a GPS anywhere on the planet. Now, if you enhance that a million times, these beings have complete knowledge of the thought patterns of every man, woman, child, animal on this planet. And they have been monitoring us for over 18 million years. Now, why have they been doing that? Their reasoning, just like I had this experience out in the wilderness of this beam of energy going through me, they're actually beaming inspirational energy to every man, woman, child, animal on this planet at this particular moment. So what they're saying is we've digressed in our so-called modern civilization, and we have not followed the spiritual laws. I'm not talking about religious laws. I'm talking about spiritual laws, like the law of karma, law of reincarnation, thou shalt not kill, love thy neighbor. We've drifted from that. And so their technology, they have computer systems on their spacecraft that can analyze, pick up the thoughts, not only on this level, but on all higher levels, from the, you know, there's 6 levels above us when we pass away and 4 levels below us. And their computer systems can pick up on any level, on any live stream. So we can mentally, we can attune and align ourselves to this technology that they have. And we can ask for inspiration, for energy to beam through us. A simple example is if you raise your hands in front of a mirror and send out white light from your psychic center and the heart center, you will feel a tingling around the aura. This is real tangible energy. It's invisible, just like electricity and the wind, but we know what the wind and electricity does. And so the call to action from these advanced beings at this time is for man to raise his consciousness and draw these energies through us and send them out and heal the world and the planet and stop this madness, this corporate madness, this political madness, this military madness, and go back to where we actually were at one time. We were extremely advanced technical wise and spiritually wise. But over the centuries, we've regressed. And so the reason I wrote the book is to help people like your listeners to realize that we're not alone, and we don't have to rely on the media and the lies and the hypnosis that we're going through to become, you know, video zombies, but can look to higher inspiration and send this out to the planet at this time.
Awesome. What I take from this is that we have a choice. We have the choice to make and to be better and to just keep, or to just keep being zombies.
Yeah, and you know, my master was in telepathic contact with these beings, and they said that they have instruments beyond the wildest imaginations of any of us. That's the kind of sensitive equipment that they have, which is beyond any conception of any earth scientist. So these are people who advance, but the good thing is their advancement is spiritually inclined. Most of our technology these days is to find the most sophisticated weaponry to go and kill and murder and maim. Of course, as AI has been also used in medical and other fields as well. But because we're such a savage, warlike race, most of the technology these days is being attuned to find, you know, sophisticated weapons of mass destruction to go and kill and bomb. Killing and bombing is not going to fix anything. It just causes more fear. So once again, you know, don't take my word for it. All your listeners have to do, you can just telepathically request this energy and it will physically go through you. You can feel this white energy, pranic energy.
Wajid, I lost your audio. Wajid? Wajid? I lost your audio.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. You left when you were saying about the energy and to request the energy to get inspired.
Yeah, so we can just send a mental beam and their craft or their computer systems can pick up that energy. You know, in ancient Hindu philosophy, there was talk about Shangri-La and of a city above the Gobi Desert, which was referred to as Shambhala. Now, Shambhala is still in a tight orbit around the Gobi Desert. And that particular spacecraft has, like I say, information on every live stream, not only, you know, not only the current history, but the history of their past lives and also the lives to come. So we are being monitored by extremely, extremely technically advanced beings, but who actually care about us more than we care of each other. What they're saying is we're one planet, one people. You know, races, color, creed, and religion, those are just part of our reincarnation cycle to experience these different aspects. But what they're saying, we're all metaphysically connected. And one, one person sending out power is going to raise the whole planet. And then one person murdering somebody is going to bring down the whole planet. So we're in the Aquarian Age. The Aquarian Age is the age of service, love to everyone, regardless of race, color, creed, or religion. And this is the call for action if we're going to save ourselves from this madness that we created.
Interesting. Thank you so much for that. So, Wajid, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
If they want to learn more about myself, also before I go, we also get together, a group of us worldwide, and we send out this energy. So if you don't know how to utilize this energy, you can go to the website 12blessings.org, the 12 being numerical, 12blessings.org, and then you can join us every day if you want to send out light. And then also, if you want to know more about me, you can go to my website, which is Wajid Author, WajidAuthor.com.
Perfect. So we're going to wrap up here. Thanks to our guest, Wajid Hassan, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting 12blessings.org or WajidAuthor.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on for a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation, qualification, and follow-up by automating it completely, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.